You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My wife Gretchen is a piano instructor, and she teaches kids anywhere from usually like age 4 to 10. Kind of that's like her range.
Mm-hmm.
But she says she will teach 3-year-olds, and sure enough, she's got this family that the son, I guess, is 6, and his little sister is 3, and they came over the other day for piano lessons, and I always, like, I hide when that. I just go up to my room, close the door, and start doing my work. You know, I might turn a fan on to kind of mask, but even through the sound of the fan, what I heard last week was blood curdling screams coming from downstairs.
Now, was it your wife or the kids?
Yeah, some kids spilled something all over the piano. No, it was the 3-year-old girl. And it lasted for a while. And then the next thing I heard, I could hear like the front door open and close. And then they're right out front. And this screaming you would have flipped out listening to this screaming. So now I'm not a snoop, but at this point I'm thinking, what is going on?
Yeah, you got to know.
So I sat there at my computer or whatever, but I grabbed my phone and I pulled up my doorbell camera thing.
Yeah.
So I could see what was happening.
Yes.
And the father and his 3-year-old daughter were standing on the front porch while she had one of the biggest meltdowns I've ever seen in my life, screaming. And she wasn't hurt. It was that she was upset by something. And I'll tell you in a second what she was mad about. But watching the father try to deal with her having the meltdown.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm sorry if I sound all judgy about parenting, but to me, when a 3-year-old is screaming like that, like bloody murder, and the father is communicating to her by saying, "Mallory, how can we make this situation better next time?"
Oh, no.
I'm rolling my eyes saying, you have got to be kidding me. That's how you're talking to a 3-year-old screaming her head off? Mallory,
how can we improve?
How can we make this situation better next time?
No.
I'm like, what parenting books are you reading?
Mallory.
My God.
Mallory, stop yelling, Mallory.
So then day before yesterday, I was going for a walk, and there were these neighbors at their fences talking over the fence. Kind of like old school talking over. It's not a 6-foot privacy fence. Uh-huh. It only comes out, I don't know, 3 or 4 feet or whatever. But they're saying they're talking. They each had kids in the backyard that were, you know, playing what my dad would call grab ass, you know, running around.
Sure.
But behind one of the women, there was a little kid, again, looked like about 3 or 4, just sitting on the grass, having the world's biggest meltdown also. Just like losing it loud, reverberating off all the houses in the neighborhood. And the mom just went on her merry way talking with her neighbor as if the child wasn't even there.
Right.
And it was kind of funny to see.
She's the mom was like, zone out mode.
Yeah. She's like, been there, done that.
Yeah.
I've heard youth have meltdowns before. I'm trying to have a conversation.
At some point, you do give up. You're like, okay, just scream it out then.
Now, the piano girl was throwing, she had a meltdown because she didn't get to go first.
Oh, my. Mallory.
Sometimes Mallory, you have how to go can we second? Make this situation better next time?
We'll try to get you in first next time, Mallory.
But because the brother got to go first, she lost her mind.
Oh, and my gosh.
So I asked Jeremy, I said, couldn't we ask our listeners to call in and tell us, the last time your child had a meltdown, what was it over? Because it's almost always something completely stupid.
It's something silly, usually. I mean, besides the point of Mallory, how are we going to improve on this? It's super embarrassing for a parent to be in that situation when you can't calm your kid down and everybody's staring at you and you're getting hot and flustered. And you know, like in public, you can't yell at them because sure enough, somebody will try to turn you in or something for yelling at your kid. So it is a very stressful situation. And, you know, I've got 2 kiddos. I was there multiple times in situations like that. In fact, I texted Nick Nack this morning. I said, do you recall a time when either one of the kids had a public meltdown? She said, oh yeah, Cabela's. It was so embarrassing. I had to carry Reed out kicking and screaming. And I said, do you remember why? And she says, yes. Do you recall when Reed was young, wherever we went, Dom, the kid had to poop. And it turned into a thing. like, he wouldn't go at home, so we knew, like, if we were out somewhere, he had this weird infatuation of seeing the bathrooms at whatever location we were at, and so he would say he had to go. And she said we were at Cabela's, and I sat in there with him for 20 minutes. Nothing was happening, so I picked him up and took him out, she said, and then he lost his blank. She said, I do remember that. She like, because Cabela's bathrooms are at the back of the store. So imagine a kid kicking and screaming and flipping out from the back of the store
all the way through.
All the way through, all the way up to the front. And we're like apologizing as we leave because this kid won't go to the bathroom. And it sucks, man. It just straight up sucks when kids do
taking
that.
Taking a side trip for just one second, yeah, and then we'll get back to the meltdowns.
What was
his
deal?
Have you explored this thing with your son's infatuation with public restrooms?
There was
is he setting himself up to be a perv?
I don't know. He's hanging out in public restrooms now.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Luckily, he grew out of it. She says, yeah, now it's funny, but at the time, it was the worst thing ever. It was like we'd go to a restaurant or something, and it would be within 5 minutes. We knew. He'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Go sit in the bathroom for 20 minutes with this kid.
It's a great story to be able to tell him when he's an adult. Get when he's bringing his girlfriend or boyfriend over, yeah, you're going to be like, remember when you
had to poop all the time?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, right, so we want more stories of kids flipping out.
Yeah, and we want to know what it was that caused it. Because
What triggered him?
For Mallory, it was that she didn't get to go first on piano lessons. For Reed, it was that he didn't get to poop at Cabela's.
So stupid.
Now we want yours. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Share your story. We want to know what caused it. Can we do one call before we go to break?
Absolutely. Let me kick on the phones here.
All right. We'll go one call before the break, and then we'll take the rest after. 303-691-1649. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So when was this meltdown?
I want to say this was on Friday.
Oh,
very recent. Okay.
Very recently. Where, when, why, what happened?
My three-year-old took off running inside a Target. So after that, he had to hold my hand. And the crying ensued from having to hold my hand. We stopped at the restrooms and we went in the family restroom. And it's so echoey. He was screaming, crying. Because he did not want to hold my hand.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm like, what are the people in the store thinking right now as we're in this?
Yeah, what's going on in that bathroom right now?
Or what can they not hear? So then we left and there were people outside and I was like, I'm so sorry. And we watched, he held my hand crying around the store. We passed an end cap with some coloring books and the crying immediately stopped.
Oh,
and
bribery.
He was like, can I have that coloring book?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And he did. He got, I will admit, he got the coloring book. He held it in his hands. He held my hand the rest of the time. We were good to go.
Sometimes distraction is the best way to do it, you know?
The acoustics of a restroom, you know?
I mean,
it was bad.
It was really bad.
Michelle, thank you for the call. We appreciate you, okay? When your kid had their last meltdown, what was it over? Because it's always something silly. And we're getting Facebook messages.
So many. Here's a quick one from Courtney, which is my favorite. She says, a few years ago, we were at the Denver Zoo in the tropical exhibit. My son was maybe four. He decided he didn't want to leave with the rest of us to go on to the next exhibit and started screaming. And he started screaming, you're not my mom. You're not my mom when I picked him up. My sister was there. She kept telling everyone, yes, she is. I have pictures for proof. Yes, she is. I have pictures for proof. You got my mom!
That is a great story.
So funny and so awkward and embarrassing.
Our lines are jammed. Apparently, there's a lot of kids having meltdowns.
Yeah.
Kendra, what was the meltdown over?
A drink at a coffee shop.
Okay.
They wanted it then?
Please explain.
Well, so first of all, my son, we listen every morning, and my son begs me to call in all the time. And he, like, begged as soon as you guys started talking about it for me to call. So he's calling himself out, I think.
Okay.
So this weekend we went to a coffee shop. My husband and I were like, we want coffee. We'll get the kids some drinks, and then we'll go home and clean the house, you know, Easter and everything else. And we said, we're going to take it home so that way we can have it at home and clean and sip our drinks while we're going. And he wanted it then, right then. And so he started screaming, like, in the car, and the gal that was handing it to us, I was like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And yeah, it just took a go home and sit in your room and cry it out.
No drink for you.
Yeah. It was like, okay, well, you can wait until you're ready.
How old is your kid?
He's 14.
He's 7.
Yeah.
Seven.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. And he's drinking coffee?
7 going on 14.
He's drinking coffee at that age?
No, it was a hot chocolate.
Oh, hot chocolate.
That would be
gotcha.
A reason why it would be a fit, though.
It reminded me, that might be a future topic on our show, because my son is going to be 11, and he's on this coffee kick now where he feels like he has to drink coffee all the time. And
you don't know how you feel about that.
I feel very weird about that, because that's a grown-up drink.
Kendra, we got to run. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Kendra.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Luna. Luna, good morning. When was this meltdown?
Just a few days ago, this weekend, actually.
And it was over what?
So I just went back to work after having my second baby. And so my 20-month-old has been understandably clingy since her sister's been born. And we ran out to Target to get some groceries, and I had to stop to nurse the baby who woke up, and my toddler wanted me to carry her, came unglued when I had to feed her sister.
Uh-oh.
You know, and what are you going to do? The baby's got to eat.
You got to feed
the baby's got to eat. Yeah. I think my biggest concern here, Luna, is that you're still calling your, what was it, a daughter, a son? Who's the oldest, a daughter or a son? Daughter, a 20-month.
Both of them are.
A 20-month-old.
Don't get Jeremy
just
started.
Just say almost
on that.
Two. Can you just say almost two?
She's not two yet.
She's almost two. After. Just say almost two. You don't need to say 20 month. 20 months.
Luna, that's a thing with Jeremy. You just got to know.
Me. It's one of my pet peeves, Luna.
He's
I'm
got
sorry.
A thing about the months.
Just say almost two.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you,
the
Luna.
Call. Now, we may not be able to get to every call, so if you're on hold, please be patient. We're going to do our very best. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you got? What was the meltdown over?
Okay. So when you go to the store, you know you avoid certain aisles with kids, right? Because
yes.
Otherwise you're going to have an issue.
The candy aisle. That's number one.
And the toy aisle.
Yes.
So they have, you know, walking through Walmart, they have a little cardboard kiosk thing right in the middle of the aisle with Hot Wheels.
Uh-oh.
And my son was a Hot Wheel nut, and he started screaming because he couldn't get a Hot Wheel, and screamed throughout the store, and people are looking, and I'm just like, oh, good Lord, would you stop doing this?
Over Hot Wheels.
And so I finally just said, Jacob, do you see everybody? They're staring at you. Stop screaming.
You just want to take him back over to that end cap and, like, shove him into it. There's your Hot Wheels.
His name is Jacob. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I think what you need to do, by the way, thank you very much for
thank
the phone
you.
Call. Thank you. What you need to say is, Jacob, how could we make this situation better next time? That's going to be my answer to everything now. Karen, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
So what was the meltdown over?
Well, I run a daycare out of my home, so I have them pretty much daily. But this one was at the park recently when it was really warm, and I have, you know, 5 kids with me, 1 strapped to me, that's like in a baby carrier, you know, an infant, and it was time to go, and one of the children refused to go, want to go. And I started to walk towards him, and he would run further and further away from me.
And you can't chase after him because you got the baby carrier on.
You're got to have something strapped to you. So.
And all the other 4 kids are looking at him like, dude, come on. Like, she can't catch you. Like, this is not funny. So this went on for like 5 minutes. And I finally went over to my car, and I could see him the whole time through the corner of my eye. Like, we weren't on a busy area or anything where he was going to go on a street. And I put all the kids in the car, and I said, this is your last chance. Come now, or I'm going to leave. And he didn't come. So I literally got in my car, started it, and acted like I was going to drive away.
Yes, good.
And he came running, screaming, crying.
Excellent. It worked. That's good. Good.
Karen, we got to run.
No.
It seems like you could sick the other three kids
right.
on him.
Get him.
Right. You guys got to go get him, pick him up, and carry him back to the car. Again, apologies, everyone. We're not going to be able to get to every
so
call.
Many
we only have time
in.
For one more, and it's Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
We're great. In a nutshell, pretty quickly, what was the meltdown about?
Yes. So I asked my daughter to stop washing her face with milk.
You know what? You get a ding for that. That's...
I don't think you need to say anything else.
Yeah, why don't you just leave it at that? That's great.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for making us laugh, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Bye,
okay?
Lindsay.
You too. Bye.
Listen, stop washing your face with milk.
Classic. And didn't we all get the visual of the lady in the park?
Yes.
Trying to get her
with
son
baby
and him
on the
running
front.
Away.
Oh, my God.